East is east, and west is west, and never the twain shall meet, as the poet said. Yet I am here to prove him wrong, and that is why I, Jesus, descended precisely in the midpoint between east and west. I came to bring a new universal teaching that could unite the mindsets of east and west. And this is true not only on a planetary scale, it is also true in the United States of America. One might truly say that the East Coast is the East Coast, and the West Coast is the West Coast, and so far the twain have never met. Yet that too must be changed for this nation to rise to its highest potential and become all that it is designed to be. And therefore I am grateful that my messenger had the opportunity to travel from his home on the East Coast to this place on the West Coast. For truly, if East and West are to meet in America, it must come from the two major cities of New York and Los Angeles. These two cities form a line upon which the entire nation turns. And thus, by establishing a connection between these two cities, you can open up the correct flow of energy between the East and the West Coast. Thus, I am grateful for the establishment of a small group in this place to form a polarity here, a seed that can grow and accelerate the process of having East meet West. I am grateful for those who have used technology to give rosaries over the phone between the East and the West Coast. For this too helps open up the flow of energy from East to West and from West back to East that will balance a nation and correct the imbalance that is currently seen. Truly, the East Coast and the West Coast of the United States represent two different mindsets, two different states of consciousness. The East Coast represents the Father, the expanding force of the Father. The West Coast represents the contracting force of the Mother. Yet what you see today is somewhat of a reversal, because the East Coast has stagnated in a quest for power and control, whereas the West Coast is far more open to new ideas and new inventions. And yet the West Coast is also open to new ideas without discerning, without considering whether they are lawful in the higher sense of God's laws. and thus you see an attitude of anything goes. And when this imbalance is corrected, as has already begun many years ago, but has been accelerated over the past couple of years, you will see a much greater flow of energy in the United States of America, and you will see this nation rise to become not simply the economic or military leader of the world, but become what it was meant to be, namely the spiritual leader, the spiritual example for the world. An example of a nation that embraces not only religion in a traditional sense, but also new ideas in the field of spirituality. A nation that embraces universality in the field of religion, and can therefore set an example of how many different religions can coexist in mutual respect without creating the wars that you have seen all over this planet, but especially in the Middle East. This is the vision I hold, and that we hold for this nation, that universal ideas in the field of spirituality will be embraced by a majority of Americans. We do not hold the vision that one religion or one particular organization will become the dominant one. We hold the religion, the vision of the original sponsors of America, of a peaceful coexistence of many different religions, who honor each other, and yet honor that beyond their outer differences, there is a common ground, there is a higher source from which all the religions sprang. This truly is my message in the latest book on religious conflict, and it is an important book to balance the current trend in the United States, where you see people who either withdraw from all organized religion or who become trapped in some form of fundamentalist Christianity that denies my true teachings, namely that the Christ can be born in each and every heart. Thus I encourage those of you who live in the United States, or those of you who love America, to once in a while give Mother Mary's East-West Rosary and visualize the figure-eight flow between the East Coast and the West Coast of America. Give this rosary with the latest Hail Mary from the Nurturance Rosary, and visualize how the flow of energy opens up from Alpha on the East Coast to Omega on the West Coast. Therefore, I seal now the action begun in this week to the rosaries that have been given, and I accelerate your release of light through your rosaries by multiplying the talents that you have multiplied. And finally, I anchor a spiritual flame in the Los Angeles area a spiritual flame for the judgment of those who are deceiving the people through the entertainment and movie industry. Truly, without vision, the people perish. And the vision that has been broadcast for so many years from Hollywood has done more than almost any other single cause to slow down the bringing into manifestation of the golden age of Aquarius. And thus, I raise my right hand in the judgment of the movie industry, and I say, you who will not see the higher vision of Christ and let that vision shine through the products you send out, you are judged this day by the Lord Christ within every heart that you have polluted with your impure images. It is done. It is finished. It is sealed in the heart of God. For the mouth of the Lord Jesus Christ has spoken it. Amen.